Welcome, everybody. I'm Amir. That's Luis. This is the podcast On the Fence about Amir and Luis here. Number one podcast talking to you about Osama bin Laden's hard drive.
Call it a TV show.
What?
You're about to call it a TV show.
Not yet. CBS, CNN, TBS, USA.
What's your image of us TV-ifying this? Is it like TV a show where it's like...
I want to build a sitcom.
You want to build a sitcom?
We're going to have a sitcom.
And this is your shitty definition of a sitcom.
You know,
so it's not going to be fucking anything.
What
it's
are you talking about?
Remember
you
were like,
what are you talking about?
Situational comedy.
It's
which is
situations.
Fucking any of the Passion of the Christ was a situational comedy. Fucking, what does that mean? So, what are you...
You brought fingernails? We needed nails to put through his hands.
The nails are rusty. The man is being executed.
What's it matter?
I like how it's like I'm trying to like get into like a Jewish thing.
I was gonna
it's the Romans. It's gonna be Guido's. Yeah,
it's gonna be Guido's.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, what do you care?
The put man's the mother's right here. Yeah.
But yeah, I think we
yeah.
Fucking Frasier was a giant one, and what was his job?
But this is a show, so like...
Imagine Frasier for delinquents.
But Frasier didn't... Well, Frasier had a radio show in the sitcom, but he was a dude on another sitcom. That's Cheers.
Yeah.
And then, but it's like, so we get a TV show,
yeah.
Right? We make a fucking sitcom? That's
yeah,
your plan?
That's what it is. That's my plan. It's going to be a sitcom?
Like, what if it was like Key and Peele? I wouldn't want Key and Peele. I think I would just do...
First
like,
of all, we're not that good.
But all you need is just a Chappelle show. You just... Audience... I don't even know what the point of the audience it was. Like, what was the point of the audience for Chappelle's show other than, like, live reaction?
I think that was him just, like, it looked like a comedy stage. He had an audience.
What did they do,
he
though?
He felt like he was still standing up. He did it, crack jokes before skits.
Because, like, most people have, like, Chappelle, like, they just remember it. Worst parts of the Chappelle show, you ready for this? Live bits on the Chappelle show were not good.
What, like, when Eddie...
Sesame Street... That was live, right?
Sesame Street?
Sesame Street was live.
Was that live?
That was live, I thought.
I thought that was just like a sketch. It felt like a sketch.
Wasn't that live? Because it wasn't filmed or whatever. It was like panel. It was like Sesame Street.
Sesame? I don't remember that.
It was like...
Is the one about drugs and don't do drugs and I got warts on my
white
cock?
White woman sucks.
The choir? I didn't like choir.
Like, I remember when I was... like, I would rewatch it. You'd rewatch like Chappelle's show, like one season, one and two. Season three, not too packed. I don't know why.
Not too much.
It's like they cut down. I don't know what happened. I don't know what was going on that year. Chappelle lazied
up. They stuck to the sketches.
Yeah, Chappelle's not even. I don't know. Chappelle's being a real diva that year. I don't know what's going on. No season four either. No, it's like My Name is Earl.
Jesus. Some white guy told him to go back to Africa. He fucking listened. Fucking asshole.
You know what?
You weren't supposed to,
Dave.
You're supposed to kick that guy's ass, man.
What was I going to fucking the choir? I think the only funny
what you
sketch-
call me?
What? What? I didn't hear you. Fuck.
What you call me?
What did I say?
The choir.
Oh. What did you think I was saying?
The queer.
Choir. Oh, yeah. It does sound like a country twang.
A little. Let me hear your little queer mouth.
Dude, it's beyond choir right now. Like, outside. I'm
so
used
to there fucking,
being noise.
It's the day of the president.
It is the day of the president.
He just got assassinated. Everybody's just 2 minutes of silence.
Assassination attempt on his life. Not
yo. You know, we could be used for conspiracy now.
What do you mean we can be?
What if he dies later today and they go back and they like, these two radio hosts knew the news before everybody else?
We pull the alibi. We say,
No, that's not going
to
end.
We say, welcome to tonight's rerun of On the Fence. And then we just fucking, we just talk about.
Luis Perez used to run an open mic in San Leandro. Oddly enough, 80 years ago, this space was an FBI headquarters.
Promoted
coincidence?
Comedy headquarters at Tipsy Lounge?
FBI headquarters.
FBI, like Quantico at fucking Tipsy.
My name's Amir, not Quantico.
FBI is located.
Guanico?
What the fuck were we on about? Oh, the TV show.
TV show.
That's what we're talking about.
This is going to be a Full House type shit. I want you to be Danny Tanner.
Who the fuck is
I'm gonna give you a whole family.
Chappelle show. I forgot we were talking about that.
Yeah,
Danny Tanner.
And you're gonna be Danny Tanner. You're gonna be a nice sitcom dad, and then you're gonna go do comedy and be like, You hear about this bitch?
Why would you want to bring in like more people into it when we could be making all the money on our own? Fuck this Mary-Kate and Ashley thing you're trying to build. You're trying to build like
hey,
an Urkel.
Hey, do you want it to last or not, bro?
We don't have to go that direction. I'm just saying we could pitch any TV show we want.
What do we do? A sketch show? Comedy Central's gone.
I know. It's not good. But what, Netflix, it's just The Office reruns. That's it. Fucking. But like Netflix, it's not like you could still pitch to other places. It doesn't have to be TV necessarily and still be TV. It's
you
like,
know
what?
Who is like who do you know that has the best like recording camera? Like not picture camera, recording camera.
I know people with good recording equipment, but like I have like are you asking like who can we get to record shit?
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, why don't we make a Tubi movie?
A Tubi movie. I downloaded Tubi during the Super Bowl. And that you couldn't even fucking because Fox owns Tubi.
Yeah.
And they were promoting that you could watch the Super Bowl on Tubi.
Yeah.
But you couldn't fucking cast. I wanted to cast it on my TV and they wouldn't let me cast it. So I just deleted Tubi. That's the entire
don't say that. We're trying to fucking sell them a movie here.
Tubi's the greatest app I've ever.
There you go. There you go. That's fucking watching Tubi before we started the show.
I've never, you use Tubi or like that's what you watch?
No, but I've seen some of this shit that's on Tubi. And you know what?
Yeah.
If I could fucking say one good thing about Tubi, I mean, I could say a million good things about Tubi. That's an excellent app and everything. But they're giving people, like, starving artists a chance. They're like, if you're a director and you're like, you got a film with a very tight budget, it's you fucking do your thing. Yeah. Feel me? I'll buy your movie. I'll let people watch it. Maybe it'll be like one of those underground hits or some shit.
I've only seen people like post plots of those Tubi movies. I've never seen how bad it can actually get.
I feel like all it is camera equipment. Because like I told you about my girl making me watch that Tyler Perry prostitute stripper bullshit show.
We're going to have to tease the book reports.
Oh,
you forgot.
I forgot completely.
And I got to tell you this. I only remembered last night that I had to watch.
Oops.
I had to like channel my high school self and be like, what the fuck?
I'm surprised you didn't stay up and just watch your movies.
I could have stayed up today. I fucking didn't. But I watched half of one Madea movie.
Didn't watch
fucking. But I have like notes. I was really trying to give notes, but I just straight up quit halfway. Out of like sheer embarrassment of my brother walking back and forth from like the kitchen to his room, just like me
just on watching Madea,
studying Madea, like almost like fucking.
You were embarrassed that he would hear hello.
Oh, there was a lot of hellers. There was it was all right. No, it wasn't. No, I quit halfway. What am I talking about?
You quit halfway. You quit because you wanted to go to sleep, or you quit because you were like, fuck this bullshit?
I went to sleep immediately after, but I could have fucking seen it, but it's horrible. Guess how long?
How long?
1 hour, and by the way, this is my big topic of the two big topics that I have, so we're already...
We're in motion.
We sold our souls for this. How long do you think? I was like, I might bang out too. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I can kill too.
Yeah.
Fucking... 1 hour and 54 minutes.
It's a two-hour movie?
What kind of A24 fucking shit? It's called Madea's Witness Protection. 2 fucking hours. That's how long this movie is.
That's an hour and a half movie?
That's an epic in Madea term. I don't remember any Madea movie. I've only seen ever one. I only saw Madea. I remember that being 2 fucking hours.
Yo, what the fuck, man? That is too long of a movie for that.
I was like, holy fuck. And I remember...
A minute 20 would have been real good for that.
One of the notes that I gave was like, where the fuck is Madea? That was like one of the...
Madea wasn't even there for like a good amount of the movie.
Dude, in the beginning, you saw more Tyler Perry than Madea. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
Put your fucking dress on, Tyler!
I was like, why is this movie called Witness Protection? And why is Madea in the cover if it's just leading nowhere? And then you find out. Maybe it goes a different direction. And then it's like, all right. And then it's not as good as you want it to be. Not even close. I was, because, let me see. I got to see the notes that I have. But like.
There you have it, people.
What?
Tyler Perry is the black Quentin Tarantino.
That's what he is.
That's what he is. And he acts in his movie.
Less? Hold on.
No.
Okay. First big note. They had the opportunity to call it Witless Protection.
Oh!
That's the Larry the Cable Guy special, though, right?
Yeah.
Witless? Why would he call
it
that?
Not a special. It was his movie.
Oh. I was like, why would he? I always thought it was a stand-up special that he ran, that he called it.
Yeah, that one, and I think in one, he was like the food inspector.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? He was a food inspector or something.
That's literally the cable guy, health inspector.
Health inspector, yeah.
Yeah.
But why is he a cable guy and a health inspector?
What?
He's a cable guy and a health inspector?
I don't remember. That was weird. You know Larry the Cable Guy thing I saw? I saw the Larry the Cable Guy Christmas special like a million times. I used to watch the Country Music Channel. Did you ever watch that?
No.
I used to watch it.
You racist.
What if that's like the origin of like all my Republican? It was like there was a good show on it. There was a time where Country Music Channel was doing good.
I mean, I assumed you watched it because how much you love Reba McEntire.
Country CMC? Country Music Channel? No, it wasn't called the Country. It was called Country Music
Department.
CMT. What the fuck was it called? Hold on.
Country Music Television, probably.
That might have. Yeah, CMT was country. Yes. I was like, why the fuck is there a T at the end? Fuck it. I thought it was called CMC, but I'm thinking of the running back. Which running back? If you can name
CMC?
It, yeah, if you could name it, we get to talk about, like, I will be positive about whatever topic you bring up.
Charles Michael McCanahan.
Close, but no.
Okay, no.
Christian McCaffrey.
That's what I said.
What topic would you have picked for me to be, like, rah, rah, rah for?
To cheer us on for?
No, just, like, you could talk about anything and I have to support it.
Weed.
Weed?
Yeah.
That would have been
That's your worst nightmare, bro.
That would have been rough.
I know. I don't know why you don't think. There's a history of weed. You love history.
Yeah, there's a history of a lot. Everything has a history.
No, it
doesn't.
That doesn't
necessarily mean.
If I come on the ground right now, does that cum have a history?
Yeah, it does. It has a history of, like, you having done things to have built up that cum in your sperm or whatever.
In those 30 seconds it takes me to cum. That's its history.
When you learn about the history of something,
that's not history.
Do you not learn about the fucking the predecessors of it, and then you learn where it came from?
Like the pre-cum?
Yeah, you know, the pre-cum. Yeah, that's like a big fucking Wikipedia fucking bracket.
What if I just explained history to someone with this pre-cum? What if somebody's like, I understand now?
What if that's just what explains, like, every disability? This might be extremely mean, but like, what if it is just pre-cum?
What if when we get to heaven, God was like, let me show you, start jacking off, let me show you what the true meaning of life is. Just comes on the ground.
Jerks you off in heaven?
No, he jerks himself off, comes on the ground.
Wait, what? This sounds like a fucking kink. What are you talking about?
Fucking, he's like, see, you're my cum, and then when you dry up, that's you dying. And now you're in heaven.
By the way, you never... I remember one of the...
That 100 years you lived, that was like 2 seconds in like heaven time.
He's just showing you that.
Yeah.
He's like, you're my cum.
Yeah.
Bitch. Lick it. Lick my dead cum. You're licking yourself?
Hey, fucking dude at the gates. Give me like 30 minutes in a sandwich.
That would make God the blackest porn producer in the 2000s with the fucking dog bowl and cum. Lick it.
Lick
it. Put the leash on it.
Jesus Christ. What in the dog fart are you watching, man?
The blacked runs heaven? What the fuck? wasn't going to say. Fuck. No, you're minding. Because one of the episodes you were talking about, fuck. You like ended it. Talking about the guy that killed himself. And I didn't get it. I didn't get what you were on about.
What was that mean?
The guy that killed himself. The drive-through guy. The guy that would dress up like...
Oh, yeah.
Naked.
And did I tell you they did a thing for him? Like, I told you that, like his mom was pissed.
What did they do?
His mom was pissed. He was like, oh, lady, you invaded his privacy.
You're missing one thing that you never told me about that, though.
What?
Just one thing, and I would have been like... All right. Like I would have been like,
this is an update. Maybe I'm gonna tell you what you want to hear.
Do you know all I'm saying is Bikini Cafe?
Now, what does that have to do with it? You get to go with no pants on?
Bikini Cafe?
Yeah.
Guy shows up jerking off at a Bikini Cafe?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not adding. I'm putting the pieces there. For you to say what you will.
This is you standing up for your rapist friend who also does comedy.
Word. Other than
what's his name?
Bikini Cafe.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all that I'm putting out there. This was not mentioned. Before, it sounded like the ravings of a lunatic, his activities. Now?
You know what?
Now?
You know what? Wait, wait.
What?
Do you masturbate at bikini cafes?
No, I'm saying that it was at a Luis bikini Perez cafe.
Is now on this guy's side.
No, all I'm saying is it was at a bikini cafe. There's no camera for me to like.
No, I was going to say, what are you
there is a camera, but
I tell you to bring the equipment.
I'm too lazy. And really, just because I'm not fucking deleting episodes, so my memory's full. And
Jesus
I have like two
Christ.
New Steam. All right. Fucking. What was I on about? Oh, the bikini thing. Yeah, it's not. It seems like. Not to get all Christian, even though I'm not Christian, but that is kind of the buildup of like these shitty things in society where like. You're at a bikini cafe not expecting for a creep to show up and jerk off in a car and be creepy when half of your business is like literally up front promoting that you're a bikini cafe. It's wrong what the guy did.
Of course.
But.
Wait.
But.
Yeah.
By the way, bikini cafe drive-thru?
Yeah. It's
drive-thru?
There are always drive-thrus.
At a bikini cafe?
Yeah.
It's like Benny. It's like we were talking about earlier. Benihana takeout. It's like that. Yeah. Like. Makes less sense.
I mean, I'm sure they have big drive-through windows.
I guess the guy did it for concealment, but my man should have tinted his windows.
You and all his other supporters.
What? That's like everyone else is saying that too.
No. I got to tell you about this thing that they did for him.
What?
The like people on social media. I don't know if they felt bad if they're just fucking with the fucking dude and his family. A bunch of dudes showed up and like, apparently this is called being a gooner.
I think it's a bit. It's a bit.
It's a bit, right? Yeah, it's a bit. He's like, man, RIP to the ultimate gooner.
Yeah, it's a bit. 1,000.
It's a fucking bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know what a gooner is. Can you go to Urban Dictionary? Put me to fucking.
I know what gooner is.
What is a gooner?
Do we have a mirror?
It's like, hi.
I think I remember asking someone. Oh, I remember who it was. You know who I asked?
Who?
James. Of all fucking people.
James, you could tell him?
James knew what the definition. It is a new internet term.
It is a very.
Gooner is someone that jerks off using 3 camera monitors. This is a financially. You just might be cut off from it because due to fucking socioeconomic reasons.
Oh, okay.
But gooner just means you're jacking off to multiple. By the way, insane. I'm one of the. I argue. I always am a proponent. Of jacking off phone over computer. I'm not for this multi-monitor setup of jerking off.
Maybe they want a bigger picture.
I had a foldable phone, though, so technically I was a gooner.
You fucking gooner.
Technically,
I'm doing a podcast with a fucking gooner.
Not really, though, because my back, my smaller thing wasn't working.
Your dick?
No. God damn it.
Got him.
Cue the TV show. Tubi, sign us up.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. We could be big stars.
I could look up Tubi.
You're going to look up Tubi?
Definition
of a gooner. It ruined the word gooner.
Interesting. There's one big one. It's an Arsenal fan. I guess that's what they used to call themselves, but it's like a nickname from Gunner. Derogatory term for someone who is addicted to sexual or sexualized content. That is not the definition I heard. Gooner, I've heard, is a straight up, like, hold on. One who is completely and miserably addicted to porn, but embraces and loves it. I watch porn all day. I'm thinking of becoming a gooner. That's not what I thought it would. God damn it. So, James is, of course.
This is Luis Perez realizing, holy shit, I think I'm a gooner.
Someone that jerks off. It's like.
No. I also heard it was a jerking off thing, but if it's somebody who just likes seeing titties and like ass and porn.
No, what I'm saying is.
Every dude
loses,
is a gooner.
No, that's what I'm saying. It loses value. I thought being a gooner meant it was like a badge of honor that like you are that because you have the multi monitor set up. I remember that. I remember.
I did find it weird that I'm like, oh, is it a wealthy ejaculator or who the fuck?
No, it's like you're so addicted that you've propped up. It's like, can you imagine putting money into porn? Like, can you imagine that? Like, what you would be doing? Just picture that. Everything. Like that, you've already put money into it. You fucking had the subscription to Reality Kings. Remember that?
I did.
Yeah, you did. Still do. Lifelong.
Don't do it. They always charge you more. You get charged.
I'm a...
$19.99, and then Make sure you don't get those extra sites. They fucking fine
print that shit. This is Amir Aguilar. I am the owner and customer of reality.
Yes,
dude.
They had phenomenal stars. They still do. But no big names in porn like they used to be.
That's lame. No, Gunnar kind of lames. I thought Gunnar was like...
Was that Urban Dictionary or what was that?
Urban Dictionary. But it like...
It was Urban Dictionary?
But they have multiple definitions. But I just thought it was...
Somebody Gunnar. Overly addicted to porn.
Edging for a long time. See, this is like...
See, that's closer to what I heard.
This is different now. Yeah. There's just going to be an addicted to masturbation. Well, no. Being addicted to jerking off and then being addicted to edging for... Like, you're addicted to... thing rather than like addicted to like the outcome.
Yeah.
I think people like jerking off as like a convenience thing. And then there's this other side of it where it's like
it's a hobby.
Yeah, a hobby. Yeah, you're like perusing. That's where it's different. But also, yeah, I don't know. I thought Gunnar should be this thing where I'm putting money into this thing that I'm invested in. Being like literally invested in porn to me is crazy.
Invested into porn.
Like I've not spent a dime on porn, and I'm all right. it's like, whoa, you've invested time into this. I'm like a sculptor. It's like you spent years building up this video library. You're doing good.
You're doing good stuff.
Putting money into it is like a monitor.
For humanity.
Having a monitor only for porn, though, is kind of crazy. You might just already have a video monitor.
First of all, if you have a monitor and you don't even play video games, that's crazy.
That's kind of crazy.
That's wild, son.
That means every person in the workplace is wild to you.
It's wild, son.
Wild. You walk into like an office. Yo, wilding in here.
Yo, what the fuck are you even doing in here? Just watching porn all day?
Yo, gooners. You're like in a fucking...
Yo, do you get paid for gooning? Where do I apply?
You're an HR block. Y'all crazy.
Fuck. But... If it's at home... And I'm like, do you code? And like, no. Do you fucking, what do you do? It was okay to have like the computer with the whole tower because you could play computer games and shit like that. But if you're not doing, what do you have it for?
Have what?
The fucking thing.
The multi-matter jockey. Oh, that's probably a good point. That's a good point. They probably don't care that much about, they just care about storage. That's all gooners would probably care about.
Storage?
Yeah.
Like you think they like
videos?
Yeah, I guess, but even then...
You need a lot. You're a gooner, right?
When was the last time you... No, I think it's happened before, right? That your favorite porn site just wiped out your favorite video.
The great...
The purging of the Pornhub, right?
Pornhub, yep. I remember
but, that. Apparently, it needed it a little bit. Apparently, there was underage. Apparently, some lady was like... She was like a kidnapping victim.
The big reason they did it was for consent. It's that you need to consensually approve.
And
it.
Also, yes, revenge porn.
Because that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
The thing is that they don't have a...
I think child porn's a little bigger than that.
But child porn's this thing where you could report it and it'll immediately... What they can't report is consent. You can report underage. Just be like, yo, what the fuck? You just do that kind of on your fucking monitor.
Onto your monitor and your monitor's like, my bad.
By deleting everything that's What do you call it? Unfucking verified or whatever?
Yeah.
They kind of... Everything after that, they're like, all right, they got it verified. So now we can't be in the blame for this. This person... They just need like an extra terms of service kind of.
Yeah.
Post-purge.
Yeah.
I don't even think I was using Pornhub when the purge happened, though. I just remember when it happened.
There's so many other options. I don't know. Pornhub always felt like the big corporation, man. My dick likes, like, underground shit.
Right? Dude, fucking...
We're going to xnxx.com, bro.
Why go to fucking Chipotle when there's La Salsa?
There you go.
No one has ever said that.
First of all, there's no place called La Salsa.
Yeah, it did.
There is?
Yeah, La Salsa used to be the shittier Chipotle. You don't remember that?
No. I get tacos. You talking about places that make taco bowls.
I gotta look up if it still exists. La Salsa still exists, baby. I used to go here. La Salsa in San Leandro?
Oh, yeah, I work near there.
Yeah, you work near there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the worst fucking... It's
shit. My girl asked me, like, why do you, like, if I don't take lunch, she's like, why don't you just get, like, La Salsa? That's, like, a little bit healthier. I'm like, that shit looks and tastes like shit.
Yeah, it is the most white, whiteified version of... But it's fine.
La Salsa.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I can make... La Salsa, you're right. The moment I immediately told you the name, you're like, that name makes no sense. Oh, yeah.
The sauce.
The sauce, yeah.
It, wow, when you make, when you turn it, when you say it in English, it turns super black, doesn't it?
The sauce, yeah. It, it kind of sounds like, you know what the sauce sounds like.
Yo,
sounds
this like wing place shop. Is gonna be the shit.
The sauce sounds like a burger shop when it's English, yeah. A burger shop that's like, have you tried the sauce? Like, as in, there's a.
Have
there's
you been
a
to burger, the sauce?
There's a burger called the sauce at the sauce. The sauce at the sauce. That's what it's called. And then you put, they put their sauce like.
They have a signature sauce. For
wait,
sure. For
which
sure.
Which they call
saucy sauce.
No, they call it the sauce.
The sauce?
Have you tried the sauce at the sauce of the sauce? That's a commercial for the sauce.
Yes.
At this
house. Are you listening?
This is genius, dude. What I'm coming up with. Here's a commercial. It's a dude going up to someone going like, have you tried this house's sauces at the. No. Have you tried the sauce of the sauce of the sauce? Boom, that's all you got
to
say.
What?
That's all you got to say.
The sauce and sauce. And then a chick comes over and she's like, oh, are you talking about the sauce and sauce sauce? And
yeah,
this guy's like, what?
And then a guy comes in. Now it's just sauce.
Freaking out because everybody's running is going, sauce, 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 sauce.
The narrator going being like, now with the sauce, we have a brand new burger called the sauce with our brand new sauce, which we call, and then it cuts to the guy being like, the sauce! Like, he's like, because at this point he's like wild, like he's like crazy. Yeah,
he's fucking. He took chunks of his hair out.
What would it be? Cumberger. Cumbergers.
What do you think, the sauce man?
Yeah.
All right.
It would be funny if he tries it. He's like some shitty Thousand Island. That's like all he says. Like
I do picture some shitty orange fucking Thousand Island.
Yeah. Like,
is this what the fuck you drove me insane for?
Yeah,
like, yeah, I spent the weekend in an insane asylum.
Yeah.
Fuck.
He's like, I know what Thousand Island when I see it. But yeah.
Meanwhile, you just see a person coming in with hella fucking In-N-Out bags full of their sauce. Just
yeah,
like, yeah. This is our sauce.
Yeah. He's like, he like sneaks through. He's like, who's that guy? He like comes in with like In-N-Out merch.
That's
like,
his lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's fixing up the ice cream machine. Yeah, he's fucking lying.
It's cheaper than buying oil for the machines.
What the fuck were we on about?
I don't know.
Oh, the
we
dude,
got stuck in the saucy
the
sauce.
Dude who killed himself, and then we got into gooning. But before that, about... No, they're not supporters.
What?
They're just like... It was like a meme thing.
That's probably a thing, yes. Yeah. But that is very funny.
It's
but
funny. No, it's funny.
I feel old, because I'm telling you, I'm not good with lingo anymore.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're old, because you... Like, I thought you weren't... It's like, I just don't understand how they could do that. I thought you were going to say that.
What? No. How could they do that to him? Nah, fuck him. He was a weirdo. He went a step too far. He went a step too far.
Because I
remember... I want to say something about you being like, you're not going to attract weirdos. Everybody who goes is a weirdo. If you're going to this place, you're kind of a strange man. It's not a strip club. Do you even really want coffee,
less
sir?
Less about that.
Yeah.
It's more just, I just remember there was one quote that I said when we were talking about it before that was ringing in my head.
Do you when think these sluts make coffee good?
I just know. I said that. It just cuts to me. So I was like, no, not that one. I'm not ordering coffee from a whore.
Only Christians make my coffee.
No, it was this lie. I remember it was so mean. It was just like, I think I just said, this guy's life led up to this. Like, it was just something of like, Jesus Christ.
Yo, he had a charger. That's not bad. He lived a good life. He had a charger.
He had a fucking a Dodge Charger.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Gooning paid off.
Gooning, but he was doing something right.
But yeah, no.
He did a lot of shit wrong, I'm sure. But
I rescind that statement. His life, like, coming to... No, his life, because it sounded random that he did that. It sounded like a guy just,
he
like...
He could have gotten, like, a month in jail and then a ticket, and then that's it.
At the worst, yeah.
Yeah.
Considered a sex offender, right? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a registered sex offender. Yeah. But again, if it's a guy, just fucking stay away. If it's a girl... She might have got caught fucking in a car.
Different vibe. Bikini Cafe.
Yeah.
at a Starbucks, two very different vibes and stories if a guy just randomly came in.
If you're asking me which one it would more likely happen at, yeah.
I wasn't going to do that, but now that you bring it up, we don't even need to argue this unless you want to. But
argue yeah. what? That it wouldn't happen at a Starbucks?
No. Happen that like, if I
put, I don't
like,
trust those people with the laptops.
Which would happen more?
I feel like the people with the laptops, like they under the table, just over the pants.
I was at Pete's Cafe once, and I saw Pete's Cafe. Pete's Coffee. I call it Pete's Cafe. We're talking about cafe. Dude,
trying to make it sound hella fancy.
I was like, I was a typewriter at Pete's Coffee.
Wait, no, what?
Disgusted. Yeah, he had a typewriter.
Ting, 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 ting.
Yes.
Cling.
It was modern.
Cling.
It was old, though.
It was what?
Keep on oil, like WD-40. But fucking, no, it was like a modernized typewriter. But it was a typewriter.
That's so stupid.
It's
man.
Retarded. But yeah.
Watch, man. That's the person who's going to write the next Harry Potter
I'd
right there.
I'd go gooning at that coffee shop just to have him stop using the typewriter.
Stop gooning so much, man.
I'm gooning for a cause. New charity organization.
You know,
places where injustices are happening. NAMBLA.
Don't go to NAMBLA. You look like a member of NAMBLA.
I do. The cameras are not on. But
if you've ever seen Luis Perez before,
you would be like NAMBLA.
That's a NAMBLA chairman right there.
Less people are getting the reference. You know that?
Yeah.
Someone at Punchline said it. Oh, Scott Capurro? Is that who said it?
I'm not sure.
The word NAMBLA, no one fucking. I was like sad.
You're like, oh, you guys don't know about molestation?
That means South Park is getting like less out of turn or whatever.
It's because they're making new seasons. There's the specials.
There was a famous documentary about NAMBLA, like in the 80s, but I think most people know about it through South Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, fucking South Park has been a whistleblower of hella shit.
Whistleblower?
Whistleblower.
That's fair. I thought you were saying dog whistle. I was thinking of something else.
What the fuck?
Dog whistle is like if I were to, it's like if I made an apology video about like the Jews. And then all of a sudden you see me, like, doing a sign or whatever that really means that, like, I'm just kidding. It's, like, a very similar. It's, like, crossing the fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're a whistleblower.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were thinking of something else.
Scientology, this NAMBLA shit, this fucking.
The Scientology one was crazy because that was Chef.
Yeah. And it's crazy how, like, big of an impact it did.
Oh, the Scientology one?
Yeah.
That's trapped in the closet?
Trapped in the closet. And then I pulled out my gun!
The way it played out with Chef was pretty sad.
Now we all in the closet.
The Super Adventure Club?
Yeah.
We rape little boys. I was like at the very
We went. Deal. We go to every fucking crevice of the planet and find the native people and then rape a little boy.
Yeah, it's like a photo of like him, like black and white with like a boy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, didn't they bring Chef back? Like, as a robot or some shit?
Chef yeah, at the yeah. very end, but I think at that point, he hadn't died yet, and then they did, like, a Rest in Peace Chef or whatever. He died not long after, I remember that.
I was gonna say, I'm like, because I remember his face got eaten by a fucking cougar.
They did that as a joke, and then he comes back as Chef, and then they said, like, on my balls, and then I think, like, whoever, it's one of the fucking Super Adventure Clubs, they're like, you don't have any balls anymore, and then he goes, no, right?
I can't remember.
It was something like that. He comes back as Darth Vader as like a joke or whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking Chef quit because of the Scientology episode the season before that. That's why they did Super Adventure Club as the first episode.
Damn. I wish the Simpsons were like edgy like that. Because
fucking people quit or whatever.
Yeah. Fucking the the lady who plays Bart Simpson is a Scientologist.
Is she?
And if you go to her Instagram, she's like trying to teach people how to do voice acting.
You know what I just found out? That Serena Williams did the Crip Walk and then her sister was killed by Crip gang violence.
Yeah, but it was a Blood who shot her, so.
No, fucking Crip.
Why would a Crip shoot a Crip?
She wasn't, her half-sister wasn't a Crip. It was fucking, like...
Somebody was shooting at a Crip, she was in the wrong spot.
Wrong spot scenario.
That mean a Crip did it? That mean a Crip did it?
What do you mean that doesn't mean a Crip?
That mean a Crip did it?
Don't control gravity, fucking. Crip don't control the curvature of the earth.
The bullet. Bart's the casing. It said blood.
Fuck you, magic bullet. Crip's calling magic bullet.
The Mexico bullet.
Fuck, what was I going on? Oh. Nancy Cartwright's a Scientologist? Is that who versus Bart?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think that's her. I know one of these voice acting women who has surprisingly great tits is one of the... She's a Scientologist. And she, like, straight up says, like, no to episodes if they're making fun of Scientology.
They have someone else voice her?
No, they just don't do the episode.
Of The Simpsons?
Like, yeah.
But when is The Simpsons? Well, The Simpsons have been... Has it been, like...
I mean, offensive? They make fun of Christianity, like, all the time, because they do have the Christian fucking...
Yeah.
Jewish people a lot, because Krusty and his dad...
That leans into Jewish, like...
It's a religion.
Humor, though, of, like... Self, what's it called?
Preservation!
Not self-harm. What the fuck is it called? What is that thing comedians do all the time?
Low self-esteem.
Self-deprecation, yes.
Oh, goddamn. Saltification?
Because Krusty is, like, neurotically Jewish or whatever. It's like, he's like... Like, that's like his fucking...
His that's him going
like it's like Krusty's like a reference to like the old school like Catskills entertainers or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't like that Golem episode. Remember that?
The Gold episode?
There was a Golem episode.
Oh, the Golem. So of course I feel bad. I killed the man. I ripped him in half. I ripped him right in half.
Krusty's funny. I just fuck it. God damn it.
Imagine they kicked out Krusty instead of Apu.
I'm trying to think. I think Mo had like the funniest moments.
Mo usually has fucking
fun. Oh, Apu, that was.
But I can't forgive Mo because he's been trying to fuck Marge this whole time.
Has he though?
He's had his eye on her.
Not like crazy. Not like Ernie with Angie or whatever, right?
Again, I think it's very similar in where I don't think he made a move, but
I don't
he knew that she was hot.
Mo doesn't constantly mention Marge, though. And like, oh, I think I was thinking more Quagmire Lois. That's what I was
yeah,
thinking.
That's yeah. what you yep, yeah. yep, yep.
I don't think Mo wants to kill whoever the phone caller is. He eventually finds out, and then he fucking...
Murders Bart.
He never... I think...
Depending on what episode you
Bart watch. Fucking lied. Yeah, I'm thinking the girlfriend episode. Remember that? Remember that episode?
Which one? Bart's had multiple girlfriends.
The main one, though.
Which one?
The best one. The one.
Which what?
The one that that spits in his hand or whatever.
The like one the that looks. It's Cletus' daughter.
Cletus's?
Cletus' daughter.
No, that's not Cletus' daughter.
That's Cletus' daughter.
Cletus is the redneck with like 30 kids.
Yeah.
That's not Cletus' daughter.
No.
We're arguing fucking.
We went from South Park, Scientology, Simpsons, Cletus' daughter.
This is like the biggest offensive thing. Hold on. Bart.
I think that's the one you mean.
Bart, girlfriend. This affected me as a young boy. Hold on.
Yeah, why has Bart got so many bitches?
Because Bart has one. Yeah, it's this one. It's the one. If I look up Bart, the episode's called Bart's Girlfriend.
I don't even think they dated.
Reverend Lovejoy's daughter, because she's a bad girl. That's the point of the episode.
Put Cletus' daughter after that.
Oh, shit. I'm not even... This isn't even the girl.
You stupid bitch!
This isn't even the girl.
You stupid slut!
This is
Does she look like she was spitting her head?
This is the episode where... That's the episode where she's worse than Bart, right?
Yes!
She's a fucking... You know what? She probably works at a bikini cafe. That's what she probably does for a living. That's what she...
Like, called her a slut now.
Yes! I have found her. Boom! Remember her?
You really think that was Bart's girlfriend? You really thought that was Bart's girlfriend?
She was a tomboyish teenage girl.
I'm gonna punch you in the fucking eye. I'm sorry.
The Simpsons and is the only.
That's a grown woman. That's his babysitter. That's what's her face.
Damn, I didn't know she was a child of a single divorcee. All right,
they got lore these motherfuckers.
She was Bart Simpson's first crush, and it's you know who she fucking made out with?
Who?
Jimbo.
Jimbo!
Remember Jimbo?
I remember Jimbo.
Fucking stupid. Bart was right. Bart should have called Mo and said, you want to find me? And then Mo fucking comes out with a knife ready to stab whoever.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the B plot of that episode is. Fuck.
My name's Jimbo. I'm here at blah, 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 blah. I couldn't get
Yeah, me. Dude. Jimbo's not even... Nelson's better than Jimbo.
Yeah, like, but Nelson's the same age as Bart.
That makes it better.
Because
Jimbo only has age on Bart. Jimbo's a fucking dweeb that doesn't really do bully shit. Nelson's a bully and is the same age as Bart. Bart has more of a right to fight back, but doesn't.
Nah, man.
No?
Nah, because now you're making the lady a molester.
What are you talking about?
The fucking girlfriend's
She's
like...
a fucking babysitter, right?
Isn't yeah.
Like, so it's like molester.
What would you call the fucking babysitter fucking your child?
Bart Simpson, is that what you're trying to go with right now?
Yeah.
Ketson's, come on. It's a crush.
It's a crush, yes. Him on her, not her on
so
him.
So you're fucking, your
you
Spanish
idiot.
Teacher. You were trying to get groomed by your Spanish teacher when you were a student
Fuck
in class.
Fuck yes, what are you talking
it's
about?
Not groomed, you just have a crush and that's it.
No, I wanted her to groom me. the silence
like,
after.
This is like arguing, grooming, and gooning. Fucking.
She wasn't a Spanish teacher. She was an English teacher. She had huge tits.
Oh, you should be Spanish. I thought just assumed it was going to be Spanish.
I don't know. You always keep thinking like this fucking stereotype of a Spanish teacher being a sexy Sofia Vergara.
Trappuccino.
What? That's my new mixtape coming out. Trappuccino.
If you had a bad...
Fuck Starbucks.
If you had a bad teenage mustache, I'd go out with you in a second. She then kissed Bart. God damn it, dude. Dude, this episode ruined me as a kid. Remember that? Remember when she fucking breaks up? Whatever. No, Bart thought it was a... But fucking...
She kissed Bart.
He gets the mental image. Hold on. Let me finish. Like, I will not be interrupted with this. Yeah, right.
Yo. Fuck.
Nah, she fucking... There's the image that Bart has
of her taking
his heart and throwing it against the wall and it... Like hitting the trash can. Brutal. Pussy. I rented that from Blockbuster or whatever to watch that, and it killed me as a kid.
You had to get, did you fucking take the whole volume of the season?
I would rent. Well, I was a genius. When I was a kid, I used to rent like volumes 3 and 1 through 4 of like one season, crush it, move on. Boom, 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 boom.
I don't know if that's genius, Stan.
You're
just addicted to fucking Simpsons. I'm a genius.
When I was a kid, yeah. Well, it's just like, because kids would just wait for it to be on TV.
You should have just gone to Rasputin.
Renting a TV show is better than renting a movie. I think that's like the genius move that I had. It was like, I could just watch TV by renting seasons of stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Genius.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean, I don't know? What's better? What's better than that?
I'm just saying the word genius... It seems like a bit much for what you're doing.
No, it was pretty genius. The only thing
it was
even
pretty
more
fucking
if I was more savvy enough to have streamed. But back then, streaming was way more of a Wild West thing where it's like, I could be putting the computer at stake, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's not my computer either.
Fucking, do you remember the pop-ups that would come with porn?
No.
No?
I only remember the side pop-ups of like 20 men. The scientists hate this man. It'll be like a guy.
A guy being like, kind of like happy. We can fuck make your fucking dick hard.
I remember
shit.
Remember the girl on the bang bus? Remember like that famous girl in the ads?
White girl, right?
White girl, blonde hair.
Blonde hair.
She had like a mousy face or whatever.
Like buck teeth or something.
Buck teeth. She kind of looked like the Hawktua girl, but like prime. Like fucking...
Hawktua like at 18, basically.
Like, yes, but her... Dude, I remember that face so much. Though, like, it's her... Oh, it's her staring at a dick. Isn't that what she's doing?
I think she's holding the dick.
And she's, like, laughing happy. That's what she's doing.
It depends which ad you're looking at. Is it the one where she, like, moves slightly? Or is it the one where it's just a picture?
Her happy. But that picture where you're looking, I remember she's, like, looking happily, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Let me look up.
You're going to look up the picture?
Let me look up my porn catalog.
You look up porn entirely too much on this podcast.
Yeah, fucking.
Listen here, you fucking gooner.
Google Analytics is like, you're a fucking weirdo from 8 to 10.
From 8 to 10 in the morning, you just gooning it away.
8:42. I think I can now talk about Madea.
All right. You want to talk about Madea?
I felt weird talking about it way too early.
Okay, so you gooned to Madea.
I was gooning to Madea. I put up 8 Madea movies at the same time.
Woo!
And I come every time Madea appears once on either of those TV screens.
Nice.
That's what I know.
You do come tributes to on the TV.
I send them to Tyler Perry. And I say, I hope your auntie Madea, or what is his mom, I think?
He blocked you from like him receiving emails and DMs, but you send him pictures of the tribute in the mail.
I'm part of his church, right? Isn't Tyler like super, he like puts money to like a mega churches and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Perry's witness protection, not good. Or Madea's witness protection.
Man, come on, man. I think you're just being racist.
I had faith in it, dude. I had faith in it. The cast... So I was going through it blind, and I remember like seeing like the cast as it goes on, and you're like, okay, they put all the money into that. So it's like Eugene Levy.
Eugene?
Main star of the movie. Acts his ass off, but like in a bad comedy way. Like he's fully American Pied out, kind of.
He's Shawn Michaels overselling.
He makes more money. So like there was a time where Eugene Levy was like super in, right? American Pie area.
See?
Now he's doing good. Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
That's just a show. I don't know what it is. But I just know he's doing good now.
Do you want
right?
a cup?
What?
Do you want a cup?
What are you talking about?
Schitt's Creek. I can get you a cup.
I hate you so fucking much.
I have 6
interrupted
Schitt's Creeps.
What the fuck is Schitt's Creeps?
No, that's what you said. That's the name of the show.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
I said I did not.
I have 6 mugs. Funko Pop Schmidt.
What the fuck are you on about?
What are you not listening to?
Are you having a
seizure? I have six Schmidt's Creep mugs, and I can give you them if you want them, if you like the show.
I never watched the show.
What the fuck? You said it.
I'm going to make my point right now.
All
right,
good.
The Eugene Levy they got on the clearance.
On the clearance?
As 2011?
Yeah.
I think he was still betting on American Reunion. Remember that?
Yeah.
American Wedding already happened.
Yeah.
American Reunion, not even, it's like a year away.
Yeah.
2012 probably. So he's probably on layaway, like his person. Or see. So he's, the budget was okay. Like when they got you, they just need a white guy.
Okay.
Then I see Tom Arnold next.
That's
the white guy they could have got to play Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
He just plays his boss. But they could have had Eugene Levy play. Wife of Eugene Levy, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Denise Richards.
Denise Richards.
That's wrong.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
I don't think
Look
I
her
do.
Up.
You look her up.
You ready for this? You know who she is?
Who?
Fucking undercover brother. White chick.
I can't remember.
What?
Is it? Oh, it's Charlie Sheen's ex.
I just need to. I said that, but I need proof. Hold on.
She has like pretty eyes, and then she was on that stupid fucking creepy show,
Wild Things, Starship Troopers.
Show me the fucking picture. I don't need a resume.
I just need proof that she was undercover brother, because I'm kind of mad that I said that. I want to be right. Undercover brother. Because I might have been Carmen Electra.
No, that wasn't Carmen. Was it? No, it might have. I don't think it was.
Denise Richards. Yep. It was the Denise white she devil. Yep.
Richards.
You don't know you don't know who she is?
Yeah, I just told you who she was.
Charlie Sheen's ex. You said she has eyes.
She has colorful eyes, and she was on that weird show when she was a little girl about little kids fucking and shit.
Boom. Prime Denise Richards. But she was all right in this movie. She was looking good. She was looking like to where it was like questioning the plot of the movie that she's his wife or whatever.
Yeah.
But she's his second wife, and then he has two kids, bitchy teenage daughter, and then younger teenage son. And I put this down on the notes that A, the kid looks like me when I was that exact same age, a little bit tubby, fucking curly hair, and he's a little bit rambunctious, you know?
Yeah. You said this was in
Madea.
Madea.
I'm talking about Madea right now. I know. You're like, why the fuck isn't he talking about Madea? This is the movie, like, 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Madea's not. You're tired listening to me talking about Madea?
No, I'm just.
You sound like I'm watching you get tired.
In general, it just so happens that you're talking about Madea.
Okay. And I wrote down in the notes, I'm like, dude, Madea is about to beat the brakes off of this kid. That's all I wrote of, like, this kid is me when I was fucking 11. This kid's fucked.
He's about to get a whooping.
This kid's about to talk back to Madea and just get smacked.
You can't take my video game away.
After 1 hour of watching that movie, she never smacks him once. I was like mad that it never happened.
Horseshit. Fucking horseshit.
What's happening in the movie? The dad is like, okay. The
guy
dad,
from What's Happening is in the movie?
Shut the fuck. I don't know what's happening.
It's a fucking classic black
Raj?
Show.
Is there a guy named Raj in that?
There's a guy named Rerun.
Rerun. That's the fat kid. Okay, I do know a little bit about it.
There you go.
Fuck, what was I on about? Oh, Eugene Levy's like a C. Okay, quick fucking plot synopsis of the movie.
Yeah.
Eugene Levy is a CEO of a company. Turns out his company was framing people like Bernie Madoff. And one of the people that they framed was the Mafia, because the Mafia put up a bunch of charities. Meanwhile, it was just Mafia shell corporations. This is actually kind of like entangled for a fucking Madea movie.
Yeah.
But they want to kill Eugene Levy. Tom Arnold, I don't even know why he's in the movie, but yeah, fucking Eugene Levy needs to hide away his family. Tyler Perry works for the FBI, and they want to put Eugene Levy in jail, but Tyler Perry believes Eugene Levy, and he puts him in witness protection with his mother's house. Who is?
Madea?
His mother's Madea.
His mother's Madea? Madea had children?
His mother's Madea. Yeah, Madea had children, yeah.
Okay.
All right. And are you familiar with the lore of Madea with Joe?
With a what?
Joe. Do you know who Joe is? Her husband?
No.
Joe's her Tyler Perry husband. And it's sort of like
Eddie Murphy. Is Joe the black?
Old black guy.
With the white hair?
Yeah.
Isn't that her husband?
Yeah.
That is her brother.
No, that's her husband. Huh. Because she always wants him dead.
Yeah. But I thought that was just an old people versus old people joke.
I gotta look up Madea's husband.
Madea family tree.
Madea lore.
If you go back, you'll see that they're actually an incestuous family. We were both.
You're correct. Right. I watched an hour of Madea movie, and you already corrected me without having watched any of it. You're right.
That's right. I'm telling you, talk to more black people. You'll learn this stuff.
So then that makes even less sense in this movie because Eugene Levy has a mother who's played by some. I feel like if you saw her, you recognize her. I didn't care to even look up who she was. She's like an older redhead woman. Like, whatever.
And Reba McEntire.
Like, literally, I thought about it. Older, fatter Reba McEntire. That's all she is, right? Mm-hmm. And she's going through, like, dementia, but she mentions meeting a black guy on a boat that fucked her really good.
Yeah.
It was Joe.
And Joe's like, I don't know this crazy bitch.
Literally.
Get this crazy bitch away from me.
Are you a screenwriter for this movie? Did you write the script for this?
I may have been asked to, like, include a stereotype or two. Dialogue.
You were like, what's that bitch? and then, yeah, the whole... But it makes less sense than why he's even running away from her. Because I was like, he's only running away from her because Medea's the wife. But apparently not. Apparently you're right. Joe is the brother of Madea. Mm-hmm. Which is even dumber. But yeah.
We old. We live together. So what?
The dumbest part of this movie is Lil' Romeo. There was another movie with Bow Wow. Bow Wow is a better actor than Lil' Romeo. I have no clue about Lil' Romeo music. Like, I have no clue what you're
saying. That was Nick Cannon.
Why'd you even mention Nick Cannon then?
Alright.
That's
a stupid song.
The fuck? Oh. Lil' Romeo tries robbing Madea, like, near the beginning of the movie.
Give me your shit, old lady.
It does not go well. I said...
Oh, stop it. Hey.
In the notes, I put a quote. I think I'm... You know code switching?
Yes.
I think I'm code switching in the notes. I said... Eugene Levy's wife in this movie. I'm watching this movie a little bit sleep deprived. Okay, Eugene Levy's wife in this movie is Denise Richards. Looks banging. Bitch daughter listening to iPod in 2011 to ignore dad. Dumb family bullshit. Main boy looks like teenage me. Madea about to beat the brakes off of him.
You're so disappointed. Medea's about to get on him. Worry, she about to
his mother on Friday.
So sad that he didn't.
He laundered money into the mafia's fake donation charity, meaning that now they want to kill him. Tyler Perry is playing a DA. Where the fuck is Madea? And then there's a note of when apparently I saw Madea, because it's just me going Madea.
Is that you, like, finally seeing her and being like, Madea?
Well, I told you, she was the
Or is it you just being tired of not seeing her and being like, Madea?
The second one. I thought you were saying the first, but it's the second one because I'm happy to see her. It's like, it was boring. I quote her, Lard, it's a zoo up there in the first of the month. And then in the parentheses, I put grocery store because she's at a grocery store. So she's like talking about.
She comes back with grocery bags?
Yeah. Madea is getting mugged, but she ain't playing no games.
Why are you turning into a black man when you take the notes? Hey there, sucker. She ain't taking no shit.
Amir, ask me, was she playing any games? Ask me that.
Was she playing any games?
She was not at that
point. She was playing no games?
She was not. That moment, she decided not to be playing games. Dumb car chase. And I put, ooh, Levy's being intimidated by the mafia. Levy's being arrested by the FBI. Q Madea's. Yeah, that's me like predicting. Oh, okay, there's a quote here by Lil' Romeo because I was trying to look for it. So Lil' Romeo is the one that tried robbing Madea, and it went horribly.
Lil' Romeo?
Yeah. Lil' Romeo just tried robbing, and when pressed on it by Tyler Perry, said, my dad put me in charge of the church's mortgage payout fundraisers. And then the next quote, thing that I put in the notes is, how many Madea movies have financially inadequate churches? That's it.
A good amount of them, sir.
Yeah,
It's a real problem. I don't think it's to be made fun of.
Three Tyler Perrys in one room. So, like, this is, like, when Tyler Perry's there, Madea, and Joe. That's three Tyler Perrys.
It's a skill.
this is what I spent $4 on. And then I put, Joe is funnier than Madea. Joe is funnier than Madea.
Joe is my... Well, you got to understand, as soon as you put on a dress and a wig, you're a woman, and women aren't funny.
that rule still applies, even if you act like one.
Oh, fuck. I'm just kidding.
Wait. $4,000. Okay, so he's like... She says no to keeping them until he mentions $4,000 a month.
$4,000 a month.
So she says yes, and then the family moves in. Grandma has jungle fever. Oh no, these white folks. So, oh, I remember. This is where they're in the house, right? And the house has like no technology whatsoever. And then I put, daughter said, what are we sharecroppers? Best line so far. Just because Medea's like offended racially that she said sharecropper.
Yo, son the fuck. You better pick your own crops.
I'm almost done. These notes are almost done. Teenage boy, me, being dirty. Medea thinks yoga is yogurt. She also thinks carbs are crabs. Uh-oh. Medea bringing out the bucket of water to wake up the white girl. Priest's son won't tell his dad about the scam. Eugene Levy acting his ass off, but like in a bad way.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, this is a reveal in the movie that the white girl, the grandma, mentions to Joe that she got pregnant after they met.
Yeah.
So Joe's son is Eugene Levy.
Okay.
And then he asks Eugene Levy a series of questions. And
this whole thing should have not been 2 hours. This is too much.
Wild. It was wild. I quit halfway. But yeah, Jesus. It's going to be like shitty action after that. The mafia is probably going to come in. It was going to be bad.
Madea in a high speed chase. Ping, ping, ping. Oh, you going to pay for that fucking turn signal, motherfucker.
So yeah, that was my experience watching Madea's Witness Protection. I'm not even going to attempt to watch Madea Christmas. I'm not.
Come on, pussy. You said.
You were going to watch Madea Goes to Jail.
Ridiculous.
That seems like it would have been funny.
Ed has more opportunity.
Yeah, I thought...
Let's see how long it takes for her to get to fucking prison.
I'd rather want to see Madea in Witness Protection than to see... But I guess it's more like making fun of white people, you know? Could have had that. All right, ready for my second big topic? You got like one ring. All right, you got more. Amir is blowing smoke.
Smoke rings.
Up in smoke.
I think Cheech and Chong are making their last movie.
Are they?
I think so.
What's it called? Something funny? Fucking, all right.
Cheech and Chong, the last movie.
The last movie?
Yeah.
I've never seen one Cheech and Chong
you
movie.
You should, man. They're good, man.
Something tells me if I watch it, it's going to fucking stink.
What are you talking about, huh? You're acting like Mac and Devin Go to High School is a bad movie, eh?
It's a horrible movie.
It's a phenomenal movie, eh?
What's a better... rank your weed movies.
My weed movies?
Yeah, if you put Cheech and Chong in your top five, that means there are no good weed movies.
Fuck you, I said.
Rank it. Just rank it blank. Just rank your top...
Fuck you. Don't fucking put restrictions on my shit. Fucking number one... fuck, man, it's hard. You can't just put me on a spot like that.
Weed movies.
Listen, they're not in order, but How High.
Okay.
Fuck the How High 2. That's a stupid, retarded, gay ass movie.
Okay.
God, fuck, man. God damn it.
How High is it? But that sounds like you were coming up with like a fake name and you looked at the wall and like you saw something
you
and you're like,
oh, jumped by the Wu-Tang Clan?
Huh?
You want to get jumped by the Wu-Tang Clan?
I don't know what you're saying. Like,
you're getting jumped by...
Is that what happens in How High?
No, How High is Redman and Method Man.
Okay.
It's their movie.
I don't know How High.
Fucking, you don't know? That's what I'm telling you.
I know it's a movie, but like...
But it's starring Redman and Method Man. Of Wu-Tang Clan. And then...
What's the next weird movie?
Cheech and Chong.
You could say... there's not a movie you watch when you're high that's like, let me watch some Jackie Chan. Fucking, like, you're just like, I'm gonna watch, like, The Drunken Master. You don't watch anything like
Rush
that?
Hour?
I have drunk movies.
Drunk movies?
Yeah.
We can compare. Top 5 drunk movies right
Ready?
Now. Go.
Number 1, RoboCop. Okay. RoboCop's a great drunk movie. to watch.
I heard you talking about, you were talking about RoboCop at the cafe where we do the open mic.
I probably spaz if Robo, like, there, that's one of the items that if it comes up,
you were telling me
it.
You were telling somebody about your pet peeve about how they won't shoot children.
No, a child. Yeah, no, it was very like sitcom style the way, because it was like me spazzing out of a RoboCop, and then I think Tyler was like, I like RoboCop too, and I'm like, I think it's dumb, he can't shoot the kid, and you're like, RoboCop, you're mad at RoboCop can't kill a child. he said that way.
Yeah, that's what he really hated about it. He couldn't kill a child.
Uproarious sitcom laughter at my expense.
That's what you get for calling my biscotti gay.
You was gay.
I was eating hot chocolate and a biscotti.
Even gay. In that movie.